Okay. So let's turn to the scripture that we need to read today. It's in the book of Luke, Gospel of Luke, chapter
23:33-34。係喺路加福音第23章33至34節。如果有人需要聖經嘅，可以舉手，司事可以將聖經擺到你面前。路加福音第23章第33節。 到了一個地方，名叫竹樓地，就在那裏把耶穌釘在十字架上，又釘了兩個犯人，一個在左邊，一個在右邊。當下耶穌說：父啊，赦免他們，因為他們所作的，他們不曉得。兵丁就攢扣，分他的衣服。Luke chapter 23:33. When they came to the place called the Skull, there they crucified him, along with the criminals. One on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing. And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Today we have Reverend Cheng delivering the sermon, God's Empathic Response to Evil. Michael 会为我们翻译。
Morning, let us pray first. Lord, we thank you that we're able to worship you this morning. And we thank you that we are able to enjoy this great season of December. And we thank you for one another who are able to come together in community to love you, to worship you, and to love one another. As I turn to more serious issue at hand this morning, I pray that you will give me guidance.
神，我求你去带领住我。
And I pray that you will open all of our hearts to understand the issue that we are facing. And to do and live the way that you want us to live. In response, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Good morning. I hope you're well and the Lord is blessing you and your loved ones in every way. Ever since the terrorist attack in Paris not too long ago, I found myself spending a considerable amount of time to know the people behind this monstrous act. What they're trying to accomplish and how I, as a Christian, should respond to them and their actions.
亦都嘗試去明白究竟佢哋想達至嘅目的係咩嘢，甚至乎我作為一個基督徒，我去點樣去回應。
Up until last night, I was certain and prepared to speak to you about the terrorist organization called ISIS.
直至到昨晚嘅晚上，我都係諗住咧，想同大家分享關於呢個 ISIS 呢一個嘅恐怖組織嘅事情。
About who they were, what their objective was, and how we should deal with challenges that are affecting us and potentially our future.
想同大家講究竟 ISIS 係啲咩嘢啦？佢哋究竟係咩嘅組織啦？我哋點樣去回應佢哋今日所做嘅事情呢？
But last night I felt a conviction in my soul that all the evil we're experiencing in our world is not a creation of a one source such as ISIS.
但係昨晚當我去再反思嘅時候，我體會到其實我哋今日面對嘅罪惡，唔係其實從一個嘅源頭嗰度走出嚟，就好似 ISIS 咁係一個嘅源頭。
But a byproduct of accumulation of many wrongs done by many people and groups to other people and groups.
相反嘅，佢係因為好多好多唔同嘅罪惡去互相牽引嘅緣故，而就互相影響，牽引出嚟好多嘅問題。
For example, I watched a documentary done by a group of American people who had gone to visit Iraq in order to understand why people engage in terrorism.
就比方好似我最近睇到一個嘅文獻，裏邊係講到咧，有啲嘅美國人去到伊拉克嘅地方去尋訪，去問個當地嘅人點解佢哋會參加呢啲恐怖嘅事情。
In a neighborhood where they stopped to have conversation with a group of villagers, they asked, "Why are the terrorists doing what they were doing?"
當我哋去到個村莊嘅時候，佢哋停落嚟去問當地嘅人，佢問點解你會參加呢啲嘅恐襲咧？
They responded to the Americans by sharing their experience of the bombing by the Allies in their village.
咁佢哋就去分享到咧，佢哋其實佢哋個村裏邊經常嘅受到呢一個盟軍裏邊嘅襲擊。
Every villager shared their life story, and it turns out there was not a single person in that village who didn't lose their loved ones to the bombing.
喺佢哋分享佢哋個人每個人嘅故事嘅時候。不約而同的都是帶出同一個訊息，就是其實他們村裡面每一個家庭都無論如何的都是面對過他們家人面對因為空襲的緣故而面對的死亡。
Same was said for their relatives and their family members as well.
同一個故事也都在他們的家人在他們的親戚朋友裡面發生。
And the most important fact was that none of these people in the village and their relatives were in conflict or war with allies.
而更加重要嘅，其實呢一度每一個嘅村民，每一個嘅平民，其實佢哋同呢個盟軍係並冇任何嘅交戰。
Toward the end of the documentary, Americans who went on this journey said on camera that they now understood why some people from this region were hell bent on jihad against the Western world.
去到總結嘅時候，這個嘅文獻就講到這個嘅美國人就突然間明白到點解喺當地嘅人，佢哋個個都變成為呢個聖戰分子。
Evil begets evil, and in the present world, it is experiencing its rage all around us, and no community or country is immune to this.
罪惡引致更多嘅罪惡，而呢個現實其實喺我哋身邊不停嘅發生。無論在哪個環境，在哪個群體裏面，都不停地發生。
Having said that, I truly believe we don't need to live in fear, because everything, including life and death, is in God's hands.
話雖如此，但我們卻不需要活在恐懼裏面，因為我們深知道，其實一切掌管在神的手裏面。
I believe Reverend Gardner mentioned this passage last week.
我們記得其實上個禮拜Gardner 牧師曾經同我哋分享過呢段嘅經文。
It says to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
內容講到喺腓立比書裏邊一章廿一至廿三節裏邊講到，我哋活著就係基督，我哋死了就更為有益。
So even during times like this, our focus should be on how we can live as salt. That is to say, how can we be agent that prevents further decay of our world?
所以當我們面對著這個困難的時局的時候，我們不需要去懼怕，卻是我們需要反省我們如何去作鹽，以致我們面對著這個腐壞的世界裡面，我們怎樣繼續去活下去。
And the light, how can we expose the darkness in our world?
同樣的，我們需要作光，以致我能夠在這個黑暗的世界裡面去為神發光。
In today's sharing, I will be referring to the tactics used by a terrorist group called ISIS,in order to illustrate and expose Satan's schemes to bring fear and sufferings to our world.
在今天的分享裡面，我特別的會着重去講 ISIS 這個組織怎樣將恐懼帶到我們生活裡面。
Let us begin then. Satan's weapon of choice is lie and false hope.
我首先開始的時候，他講到撒旦他的武器，他自己要用的武器，就是將假的盼望和大話去恐嚇大家。
Despite being a very tiny percentage of all Muslims, which is 0.5%, they have been extremely effective and successful in drawing world's attention.
縱然恐怖分子其實只不過是穆斯林裏面的 0.5 的百分比，但是他們能夠很有效的去導致到世界很多的恐慌。
Moreover, they're able to attract more and more people to join them in fighting their war.
唔單止係咁，佢哋更加嘅能夠吸引咗好多好多嘅人去加入佢哋嘅戰團嘅裏邊，去向世界宣戰。
There are approximately 20,000 foreign fighters fighting in the battle in front line。
我哋相信而家約莫有20,000個嘅戰士喺前線係參加緊 ISIS。
Out of them, over 3,400 are coming from the Western world.
而其中有約莫有3400個係從西方世界裏邊去參加佢哋嘅。
Last article from CNN read, the support for ISIS in America has reached an unprecedented level with several thousand US-based sympathizers.
喺最近 CNN 嘅一個研究裏邊，佢指出其實大喺佢哋而家吸引緊好多喺美國嘅吸引咗大量喺美國嘅人去參加佢哋嘅戰爭。
Average ISIS recruit is male and around 26 years old, and they actively support ISIS on social media and spread propaganda on the terror group's behalf.
很多時候他們就是靠去攞得這些年輕人，特別是20歲的美國的男士的年輕人，他們對 ISIS 一些的支持，他們一些的同情心，然後就透過他們在社交網絡裡面去宣傳這些恐怖分子一些的訊息。
So the question, how is such cruelty and senseless violence attracting people?
所以今天的問題我們要問的其中一個就是問，究竟為什麼這些恐怖、這麼殘暴的行為可以吸引到人去參加呢？
I'd like to ask you to read the article, the answer that was given by Islam scholar who talked about what is drawing people to ISIS.
我邀請大家其實去看這個文獻，特別呢，這個是一個伊斯蘭的學者，他寫的一篇文章，他特別講到呢，即是為何可以吸引到這麼多現在時下的年輕人去參加這個聖戰。
In his interview with the terrorists, this is what he discovered. When you talk to them, there are many themes. There are themes of heroism, meaning, belonging, forgiveness.Feeling like they have a purpose, feeling like they belong to something bigger than themselves.
在他一些的訪問裡面，他發覺其實很多的戰士，他們都有一個很強烈的歸屬感，有一個很強烈的英雄主義的感覺。他們覺得透過參與這個聖戰的過程裡面，令到他們有那份的歸屬的感覺。
All of these things are that any young people person goes through. It's just that they're...finding the wrong answers. The people that are giving them the answers are basically the wrong people, the worst people.
在這裡我們發覺其實很多時候這班的年輕人他們找到的是一些錯誤的答案，透過一班錯誤的說法的時候，導致到他們有一個透過這班壞的人去說的訊息的時候，以致到他們接受了這個錯誤的看法。
They're appealing to human needs to feel importantto have a clear purpose in life and a cause that is bigger than ourselves to live for.
然而他们一个很重要的重心就是告诉他们，今天他们需要的是要过一个有意义的生活，是要过一个比他们个人更加大的一个群体 的目标。
They're promising a community where people can come experience a bond with others who know us and care for us.
这一班的恐怖分子他们宣传的就是讲到你们来啊，你们来这里的时候可以有一个的很关心你和你在一起生活的一个群体。
When we come to realize there are so many people, even from the Western world, who are leaving their comfort, their jobs and families to join a group that is bent on violence and terror, I believe we need to examine ourselves as a church.
我们今天看见的其实很多时候他们就透过这个吸引他们去成为一个群体的里面，去吸引他们今天参加这个战争。所以我們今天作為教會，同樣我們需要反省，就是為何今天我們可以為何有這麼多人需要去尋找這一份的歸屬的感覺呢？
I believe we need to examine ourselves as a church and see whether we are doing our very best to meet the needs of our young people and others who are coming to looking for love, care and identity.
所以我們今天作為教會，我們需要去反思一個問題，就是今天我們其實有沒有，我們怎樣可以去滿足這班年輕人，他們去尋索這個的愛，去尋索歸屬感同埋呢一個羣體嘅生活咧。
Today's sermon is extremely difficult, and I think I know. I'm so sorry.
It's always fun to do this.
I have sat across many young people as well as older people who share the exact same need I mentioned.
我都曾經同過好多嘅年輕人，甚至成長嘅人去傾偈、去交談，亦都發現到其實好多嘅人同樣都有剛才就講嗰種嘅需求。
And to be honest, I saw many of these people grieving over the inability to find answers, oftentimes in the churches or in their homes.
而更加悲傷嘅，好多時候我同佢交談嘅時候，發覺其實佢哋都亦都冇辦法喺教會嘅裏邊揾到佢哋尋找嘅呢一份嘅羣體嗰個嘅需要。
They may not go off to join jihadist movement, but their heart is broken just the same.
縱然呢一班嘅人，好多同佢交談嘅人，並冇參加到聖戰份，並冇成為聖戰分子，然而其實佢哋心嘅裏邊同樣嘅為佢哋今日面對嘅嗰一切嘅困難，心都碎埋。
I want to offer a following advice for those who are still searching for answers.
所以今天的早上，我願意去特別為到嗰啲繼續喺度尋找緊呢一份歸屬感、呢一份嘅羣體生活嘅人呢一個嘅答案。
In Matthew chapter 12, verse 43 to 45, as you read it on the screen, Jesus gave a clear warning for those of us whose sole purpose for seeking God or coming to church is to clean ourselves.
我想引用翻馬太福音第十二章第四十三至第四十五節裏邊，主耶穌俾我哋一個答案，講到我哋嚟到神嘅裏邊，我哋清潔我哋自己嘅內心。
We come to church to feel better about our sins。
我哋嚟到教會嘅裏邊，我哋尋找嘅係盼望住我哋嗰份嘅罪疚感可以得著釋放。
To try to cleanse our attitudes, our actions, or words。
去潔淨我哋嗰份嘅心思，我哋嗰份嘅意念，我哋嘅行為。
But we refuse to make commitment, which is necessary to fill ourselves with God in the form of the Holy Spirit.
然而，我哋卻唔願意去委身，去讓我哋生命被神、被聖靈佢自己去將我哋充滿過嚟。
We have to remember, the group like ISIS recruits people, demanding their lives for their cause.
唔好忘記，當到 ISIS 去。招兵的时候，他要求的人是将他们生命摆上。
I want to encourage you to make your commitment of relationship with Jesus.
所以我今天都同样邀请大家，今天我们同样都跟神建立这一份的委身的生命的关系。
I can truly and confidently tell you, I have witnessed many people's hearts filled and the issue of purpose, loneliness, and identity crisis definitely answered.
我好想真誠嘅話俾你知，我親眼見過有好多人，當佢嚟到神嘅面前委身嘅時候，佢哋生命裏邊好多份嘅空虛、失落、尋找嘅心就被滿足過嚟。
Satan's second weapon of choice is hatred and discrimination。
撒旦第二個嘅有效武器就係憤怒同埋懷疑。
The group called ISIS began to attract attention by taunting the U.S. and Britain.By theatrically beheading American and UK citizens on camera.
ISIS 佢能夠攞到世界嘅注意力，係因為佢刻意地嘅喺眾人面前去將一啲美國人或者一啲英國人佢哋去斬首。
Recently, they did the same with Japanese, but they also did the same to Chinese nationals as well.
最近佢哋更加嘅將同樣嘅事情喺日本人甚至乎喺中國人嘅身上都去做呢啲事情。
They bombed Turkey.They shut down Russian passenger plane. And they attacked Paris. ISIS seems to be risking it all, including control of the territory they possess, creating the condition for an overwhelming international attack.By the U.S., Russia, France, Turkey, perhaps all of NATO, against its ragtag army.
好似乍眼睇起上嚟，好似咧，ISIS 去而家係付上好大好大嘅代價，以至能夠可以做呢啲嘅恐襲，去無論去襲擊美國或者襲擊蘇聯，或者係法國，甚至乎咧去襲擊呢個北歐裏邊嘅各個嘅盟國，其實好似係付出好大嘅代價去邀請其他人去襲擊佢哋，去攻擊佢哋咁樣。
If this happens, they could lose it all. But why are they pursuing this?
我哋知道，如果咧世界各國一齊去襲擊佢哋嘅話，其實可能佢哋輸嘅。但係點解佢哋會咁做咧
？It has to do with their theology.
呢個同佢哋嗰個嘅宗教信念係有關係。
While they're in fact trying to build an Islamic state.
雖然他們一方面要建立這個伊斯蘭國
and is working to capture more territories.
同埋嘅，佢哋要去擴展佢哋嘅領域。
Their ultimate vision is an apocalyptic one.
佢哋嘅終極嘅意象係要引致到呢個世界末日嘅大戰。
I have come to realize in my research that the long-range vision is an end-of-days battle with the West, what is called Rome.
在我的研究里面看见，其实他们最 要求盼望的，在到最后的时候，他们就带着这个末日的争战，以至他们能够去到跟西方去打仗，这个西方他们叫做罗马的地方打仗。
The group leaders, by every indication, earnestly believe that the role is to help usher in the final days and the end of the world.
他们的领袖相信，其实今天他们的工作就要带着到去到末日的 战争里面。
It is the ultimate suicide mission.
呢一个就系佢哋最后最终嘅自杀式嘅一个嘅战争。
And their method of accomplishing this objective is by having the world's Muslim, which counts for 1/4 of world's population, to feel that they are at war with the modern world.
要达至到佢哋呢一个嘅最后争战嘅目的嘅方法，就系要令到全球嘅穆斯林。是一起的看见自己是被压迫的，而这全球的穆斯林今天占据了世界的四分一的人口。
In order to accomplish their goal, they are creating scenarios through murder and mayhem to secure our contribution.
他们为了达到这个目的的时候，所以他们今天就去要制造很多的恐慌和很多的混乱。
They're counting on us to discriminate,suspect and hate any Muslim so that they may feel like they don't have any choice but to choose side with their cause in order to survive.
所以今天他们要制造的就是制造到我们今天要去对穆斯林有一份很大的仇恨感觉，有一个很大的要去将他们去将他们拒绝于门外的那个态度，以至到这班的以至到穆斯林是一起站起来去攻击西方。
Again, I return to Islam expertWho mentioned this?
再一次，我想翻返去睇翻一啲嘅伊斯蘭嘅專家佢哋一啲嘅文獻。
People who study jihadism will tell you that certain factors increase the risk that a given person will radicalize and join a terrorist group like ISIS.
我哋去睇見其實好多嘅聖戰分子，佢哋話俾你佢哋點解會參加呢一個聖戰組織？其中有好多嘅原因，其中一啲嘅係因為佢哋覺得自己係被嘲諷。
Those include things like belonging to a marginalized community.
而呢啲嘅因素，其中包括佢哋覺得自己係成為咗一個嘅邊緣化嘅羣體。
Especially if that community is over-policed or treated as suspect.
特別佢哋睇見佢哋嗰個羣體係被好多嘅牽制，甚至乎咧有好多嘅政治或者好多嘅警察嘅壓力喺裏邊。
Or if your society expresses hostility toward Islam or religion generally.
又或者佢哋個羣體對伊斯蘭呢一個信仰係有好大嘅仇視感覺。
Paris has been in this condition for very, very long time.
我哋睇見其實巴黎一直就係面對住呢個咁嘅情況，好長嘅時間。
There was only few leaders who came from Iraq. Rest of them were born in Paris, homegrown people.
咁而我哋睇見好多當好多嘅恐怖分子，其實佢哋唔係淨係喺外邊嚟。也其實係喺巴黎裏邊成長嘅一代。
And after that incident, look how people are responding to Muslims in general.
我哋再睇翻當呢個恐怖巴黎恐怖分嘅襲擊發生咗之後，全球點樣嘅回應
？During my preparation this week, United States was hit with another terrible terrorist attack in San Bernardino, California.
當我去正係準備呢一個嘅講道嘅時候，我哋就知道，其實喺美國呢一個嘅聖貝納迪諾呢個地方，就發生咗另一個恐襲。
I was dreading the inevitable when I first saw the news, but I was hoping that it would not be related to terrorism and certainly not linked to ISIS.
我當其時好大嘅渴望就係希望呢一個唔係一份嘅恐襲，更加希望嘅呢個同 ISIS 係無關。
But in the end, it was.
但係當然，我嘅期盼係落空。
And what I know now, and everyone else also knows, is the fact that peaceful Muslims are capable of converting to violent Muslims, causing such terror in our home soil.
更加相同我哋睇见嘅，原来一啲好和平嘅穆斯林信徒， 可以在转眼之间转化成为这些暴力的恐怖分子。
I can only imagine how public opinion may shift their stance on accepting Syrian refugees.
所以我同样可以在这里去推断到，普遍的人民对于我们原本面对着叙利亚难民的态度，怎样同样会有转变过来。
I want to finish this message by showing an example of how Jesus dealt with evil.
但在我完结我今天的信息的时候，我想总结去看回主耶稣他们怎么主耶稣他怎样面对罪恶，他回应罪恶的方法。
I'd like to ask us to read this passage from Luke chapter 22, verse 36 to 38.
我想请大家同我一起去读，去睇路加福音22章36至38节。
In this scene, Jesus had gathered his disciples together.
在这里，主耶稣同他的门徒在一起。
And as he had done before,
就好像他以前这样。
But before, he asked his disciples to not to take anything.
但是他同他的门徒说，叫他们什么都不要带。
But before his death, he gives them these instructions.
但是在他临死之前，主耶稣就给门徒这个这样一个很不同的一个指示。
One of the things that is very noticeable is the swords that he told disciples to take.
我们很留意到，特别是如果你看圣经A little bit, give me a little bit of time to read the Chinese version for that.
Sure, I'm sorry. Yeah.
圣经其实在路加福音22章第36节至38节这样讲，耶稣说，但是如今有前囊的可以带着，有口袋的也都可以带着，没刀的要买刀，买衣服来买刀。我告诉你们，经常这样写，他被列在罪犯之中，这些话必须应验在我身上，因为那关系我的事必然要成就。主耶稣在这里特别提醒到的就是，以前他告诉那些人不要带任何的 口袋，不要带任何的东西，但是在他临离世的时候，他提醒他的门徒，他的口袋必须要带着他们可以带的东西，他们同样有刀在他们身上。
For 12 men to defend themselves against a whole band of soldiers with just two swords would be ridiculous.
12个人身上带着两把刀去面对成团的军，这个是一个很荒唐的一个想法。
The presence of such weapons would normally do more harm than good, and only increase the likelihood of violence.
我们明白到，如果带着任何的武器，只会导致到更多的暴力。
Indeed, Peter, during his final confrontation, does use the sword to cut off the ear of high priest's servant.
诚然，我们睇见其实圣经记载话俾我哋知，彼得当到啲兵丁嚟去捉拿耶稣嘅时候，彼得拎出佢嘅刀去斩咗大祭司嘅仆人嘅耳朵。
But Lord uses that opportunity to confirm to his enemies that he was not leading a rebellion, and demonstrated compassion by healing the angeled enemy.
主耶稣佢喺嗰一刻佢里边用咗呢个机会去将佢转化过嚟，话俾啲人听，其实佢今日需要的是一份的医治和饶恕，以致到他将这个的没了耳朵的大祭司 的仆人医治好他的耳朵。
And then he said this.
跟着他就讲了马太26章
says to Peter, put your sword back in its place, Jesus said to him, for all who draw the sword will die by the sword.
所以跟住喺到马太福音第26章52至53节嘅时候，主耶稣就咁样同彼得讲，佢话将你嘅刀收翻落你个鞘嘅里边，因为嗰啲用刀嘅必要系死喺刀下。
Do you not think I cannot call on my Father, and He will at once put at my disposal more than 12 legions of angels？
跟住主耶稣佢就讲话，你以为我唔你唔好以为我的父亲不会帮助我，其实当我祷告的时候，神会将十二营的军的天使差派下来。
The angels are ministering spirits in the Bible who executes God's command.
我们看见其实在圣经里面告诉我们，天使其实就是那些去为神去工作的。
One legion consists of 4,000 to 6,000 soldiers.
一营的军队大概是有4,000 to 6,000个 的军。
I want us to see how powerful one angel can be in this passage of the Old Testament.
我们再看回旧约圣经里面讲到一个的天使他的能力有多大。
That night the angel of the Lord went out and put to death 185,000 in a Syrian camp When the people got up the next morning, they're all the dead bodies.
喺度，列王记下十九章三十五节里边，特别佢讲到话，当晚，天使嚟到嘅时候，将十七万五千嘅Assyrians。
Assyrian, you know Assyrian just
亞述嘅兵嘅軍兵滅絕咗，係一個嘅天使已經可以將十八萬五千嘅人滅絕。
So if you were to do a little math, if one angel is powerful enough to destroy 185,000 lives, you multiply that by 12 legions, and you come to 8,800,000. It's not the figure that's important. What Jesus is thinking.And the reason why this particular statement is in that passage in the Bible is that Jesus wants us to know that he had a choice.
如果我们再计数的话，如果我们知道一个天使可以杀十八万的话，
And notice
我们同样都知道，如果十二个的话，所以可以杀到的人多少。重点不是那个数目字，重点是想告诉你，其实神的能力是可以多大的去胜过一切。
Notice he also said in that passage, Father will agree to send. Remember this passage here.
我哋再翻翻去睇翻路加福音里边讲到神主耶稣讲到，其实父神系随时愿意去差派啲十二营嘅天军落到嚟世上。
It's a clear choice.
呢一个清楚明话俾你知，呢个主耶稣佢自己嘅选择。
He could have ended.
他随时是可以去让这个军，这个天军来到这个世界。
By bringing judgment upon the world that was drunk with evil.
他随时可以召命天军来到灭住这个已经被罪恶所占据的世界里面。
Did the world deserve it?
世界其实同样是配得住这份的审判。
The world that Jesus saw was probably worthy of such judgment.
我们看清楚看见当时的环境里面，当时主耶稣在的世界里面是绝对的配得这份的审判。
But he didn't.
然而主耶稣并没有做这件事。
He chose to give his life instead.
相反的，主耶稣选择去付上他的生命。
Exchanging his life for ours.
付上他的生命，以致能够买赎我们的生命。
He voluntarily surrendered to these evil people who were plotting his humiliation, suffering, and death.
他愿意的摆上自己的生命，以致能够承担这一份的受难。
Then, despite having the power to judge and end the humanity, he voluntarily went up to the cross.
并没有因为这样的缘故而去审判世界，主耶稣却是走上十字架的路。
He spread his hands wide.
他伸开他的手,
and he embraced everyone, including those who harmed him. In his statement, Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do.
主耶稣伸开他的手，拥抱住世界里面的罪人，然后跟着说，父啊，他们所作的，他们不知道。
From his embrace and his forgiveness, his love was poured out.Into a world covered in every corner with evil of sin.
透过他拥抱和饶恕，他的爱流到地极的四方。
He conquered evil.
他胜过罪恶。
He conquered sin.
同样的，胜过所有的罪。
He conquered death.
更加的，他胜过死亡。
That power of love is in us.
同样的，这个爱的能力同样在我们生命的里头。
When we experience evil,
当我们今天经历罪恶的时候，
even in daily life, in mundane activity,
即使在我们每日生活的里面，日出日入的工作里面，
when we are wronged,
即使我们是被人诬告，或者我们是被人侵害，
we should remember this.
我们必须仍然谨记。
We don't take it and not retaliate because we are weak.
我们不去反击，不是因为我们软弱。
We don't forgive because we are forced to.
我们去宽恕，不是因为我们被逼。
We do it because of the opposite.
我们去做，正正是因为个相反原因。
Because Christ gave us a choice.
原因是基督今日将呢个嘅选择赋予俾我哋。
He gave us the power to forgive. and love.
祂賦予我們能力去饒恕，賦予我們能力去愛。
We all knew a brother who took up arms to fight in Afghanistan.
我們都知道我們中間有我們的弟兄，他當日是拿起武器進入去阿富汗的地方裡面去打仗。
He was with us for months.
他，我們這個弟兄曾經跟我們在一起，一起的崇拜多個月。
While he was there, he discovered God's love for Muslims.
當到他在阿富汗的時候，他突然體會到神對穆斯林那份的愛。
He subsequently gave up everything he had.
跟著他就決定放棄他所擁有的一切。
Took his whole family, including his little children, to go live amongst the Muslims so that his family could love them.
他就帶著他的家庭和他們的兒女，他們的小朋友，進入到穆斯林的裡頭，和他們一起過生活。
That's the story of a Christian.
這個就是基督徒的故事。
That should be our story with our neighbors, classmates, co-workers, even strangers.
这个也是我们今天我们在我们生活里面的故事，在我们和我们的邻舍、和你的同学、和我们的同事、和我们的邻居不停发生的故事。
There are 10,000 refugees coming to Canada next year, and they're likely to be all Muslims.
我们很快就会有约莫10,000个的敘利亞的難民來到加拿大，我們相信大部分這10,000人裡面，大部分都會是穆斯林。
What should we do?
我們又怎樣回應呢？
What would Christ do?
基督又會怎樣回應呢？
Let's pray.
讓我們一起禱告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for teaching us how we should respond to evil.
天父，多謝你，多謝你教我們怎樣去回應，怎樣去回應罪惡。
Thank you for the power of love that you've given us through the cross.
多謝你給我們體會在十字架上那份的愛的大能。
In our lives, we will experience many evil.
父神，我們生命裡面，我們將要面對很多的罪惡。
We will experience many wrongs done to us.
我们同样会面对着很多在我们身上做的错事。
Even by our own loved ones.
纵然我们身边爱我们的人同样都会错待我们。
When that happens, help us to remember.
当到这些事情要发生的时候，父神，我求你教我们谨记。
The choice you made.
谨记你自己当日所作的决定。
The choice that saved us and gave us life.
当日你的决定。你決定的是怎樣的拯救我們，以致我們能夠今天有生命。
Help us to make the same choice.
幫我們同樣的，作出同樣一樣的選擇。
Help us to love and forgive.
教我們去愛，教我們去饒恕。
So that we can prevent this world from further decay.
以致我能夠阻止這個世界更加的腐化。
So that we can be the true salt and light of this world.
以致我能够成为真正的盐与真正的光在这个世界上。
We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
我们一起奉基督的名字祈求。
Amen. Amen.